Welcome, everybody, to this week of awesomeness. We are continuing Final Destination with Final Destination 2. And I am super excited about it because we had so much fun with Final Destination and looking at the very different aspects of how death can really get us back, right? If we somehow survived a big, huge tragedy where we were supposed to die. So now we're going to look into what Final Destination 2 continues on with the story, and it's going to be super fun to now look and point out what will actually be like legitimate deaths that could happen and some that probably would never even occur, right? So let's get into this ridiculousness. So hit the theme song and let's go. So let's get going, everybody, and let's start this off. Again, I wanted to just state that we are watching this on HBO Max. By the time you probably hear this, it'll probably be gone already. It is going to be gone on the 31st of August, or the 31st of August. So if you haven't watched it yet, just know there's different places that you can watch it, right?
Anniversary since Valet Air Flight 180 exploded and crashed shortly after takeoff from JFK Airport. It's a disaster that's affected many, none more so than Mount Abraham High School, which lost 40 students.
All right, so we are doing like a quick recap of Final Destination 1, right?
The survivors who managed to get off the plane before it crashed died soon thereafter in a series of mysterious and bizarre accidents.
Now, to some, bizarre indeed.
These deaths are just tragic coincidences, but to others, they're an indication that there are more sinister events taking place. That's the contention of tonight's guest. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me. And I appreciate you using the word sinister. Most people say supernatural because they think I'm talking about ghosts and witches and stuff like that.
Well, here's your chance to set the record straight.
Great.
Okay, oh my gosh, there's a spider there. I think the scariest thing even about not almost dying is insects. I think for me, that's the one thing I don't like. So that spider crawling,
and it determines when we live and die. And some people call this force the devil.
So it looks like they're having somebody kind of go through of what occurred with the last movie, mainly what occurred with the people that survived. Obviously, we already know that death had a plan and they were all supposed to die on the plane. However, it did not happen that way, all because one kid saw the vision and was able to get a lot of people out. And then soon after they got off of the plane, they all started dying on the same pattern as they should have died if they had remained on the plane. And then we saw that there is a way to escape death if someone intervenes and gets you out of death, or escapes, like saves you from dying at that whatever particular moment or occasion that death is going to try to kill you with whatever elaborate scheme. Then it skips you and goes to the next person, right? And we saw at the end that Alex, even though he had saved, what was her name? Oh, well, he had saved the girl, right? Even though he had saved her, it still didn't skip him. So we saw that at the end of Final Destination 1, it was him who was next, who almost got killed, and then Carter saved him, and then Carter got axed because it skipped him, it skipped Alex and went straight to Carter. So now we are going to see if hopefully they mention the survivors, the last two, right? Because if not, it's going to be kind of weird. But right now they're still talking about Flight 180, which that number always should coincide with a lot of the themes, just because a lot of the themes all start with that Flight 180.
To survive is to look beneath the visible world. Because in the end, no one can escape death. And today may be your day to die.
Yeah, and they just wanted to reiterate that, right? Like, exactly just like that, the guy who was working in the mortuary, he stated, right? Like, you can't really escape death. It, one way or another, he is going to claim you again, right?
Kimberly, you sure you've got everything? Credit card, cell phone, AAA card?
Yeah, it's Daytona, not Somalia.
Pixa flat, road flare, sunblock, mace.
Condoms, whips, chains. Just kidding, Mr. Corman. Don't worry, I'll keep an eye on her.
Oh, that makes me feel a lot better. Thanks.
Okay.
All righty.
Can we go get the guys? I'm getting horny.
You know, what's crazy is that I have daughters, so I expect them, I hope they don't get friends like that, or I hope they're not that friend, right? But I'm pretty naughty, so I can't really guarantee that.
Buckle up!
Road trip. It looks like a leaking, transmission, maybe? It's red, I believe. Transmission, is it? I don't know what color is the brake line, so I can't really tell you. All right, I've already seen this, right?
Oh, easy, Kimmy. First you're driving.
But you're going to understand why there's a meme. There's a meme in... that's going around Facebook, Instagram, that says, you know, these people watch Final Destination 2, and you're going to know why. If you haven't seen this, or if you have, there's going to be a truck full of logs. I'm just going to tell you right now. But there's going to be a truck that it's like just carrying logs. And that's the reason why a lot of people avoid being behind them, is because of this movie and this scene. High schoolers in a school bus.
A candlelight vigil to mark the one-year anniversary of the crash of Flight 180 will be
held. They're doing a candlelight vigil, not vigil, but a... Highway to Hell. What a terrible song to sing while you're driving, right?
Listen, your car's leaking transmission fluid.
Oh, I'll get
it checked right away.
Okay, yeah. I'll
okay, I mean it. Take care of it, okay? Is that someone coughing?
Okay, yeah, I totally forgot that there was someone being flashed on this. Seriously, there was no need.
What do you do?
Dude, look at
you know what? That happened to me one time, actually. Not the full thing, just the bra part, but it was pretty crazy.
That's too bad.
And it happened when we were coming back from going to a club, and there was my brother, who is a recent return missionary, and we told him, hey, let's go out, let's go like dance. I think it was like, I don't know what night it was, and so we went and we danced, and then when we were driving by, we got someone who ended up flashing us, right? But still, that was pretty weird. Okay, but you saw that truck, right? Oh, there's the check engine light. Oh, yeah, because you're leaking 23 miles.
I think we better pull over and check the car because of...
Kimberly, the car is going to be fine. Your dad's going to be fine. You're going to be fine, okay?
Well, if they're going for a pretty long drive, I would say no, you need to check that, right? But give it, I'm not a genius when it comes to cars either. Okay, see, that's the truck that everybody avoids because of this movie. And I'm only telling you that because it's coming up. You already know, we saw Flight 180 kind of go crazy. So I think we're getting to the point where something's gonna happen soon.
Yeah, that's real responsible.
Oh, now she puts on her seatbelt? Seriously, took her that long? Ugh. Oh, anyway. Okay, so I think we're going to be dealing with a car crash, because look at that kid. That's a sign. Remember I told you last time, you got to look for these signs when it comes to horror films. That they give these little clues of what's going to be happening soon. All these cars, I believe, are the ones that are these people that we're seeing are going to probably be important to the story. Everybody drives like somewhat normal when a cop passes by, but then goes back to their regular their regular way of driving, or the distraction that they were holding on. Well, he obviously didn't put that cup well. Oh, here he goes. Oh, snap. First person dead. Holy cow. Oh, the bike. Oh, that's what scares me about bikes. I always want to get a motorcycle, but one little mishap like this, you're genuinely dead. Oh, dang. And he's definitely dead. He looked. Oh, wait. Oh, gosh. That truck did not have enough time to stop. He is gone for sure. All right, they're trying to maneuver it. Okay, she is the second one. So the cop is first. Black guy is second. Or the bike. The biker. Oh, of course. Oh, dang. They spin over. Oh, what do you call those? It's like a pretty big, you know what? A pile up. So remember in the oh, this dude's gonna dang. But remember the bus of high schoolers were saying pile up, because they were like kind of like doing something like that. I missed that, but I heard it, and I forgot that this is what they call, like, a huge accident with multiple cars as a pileup.
Gina.
Oh, my gosh, she's burning alive. Wait, why is that truck not even stopping? Why does he still keep going? Oh, okay, that was a premonition. So that's how they died. She knows it. She knows it. She's the next Alex. Welcome. She is the next Alex. I don't know why I said welcome. I just got super excited that we found the next Alex, right? See, pile up. See, they're saying it.
What? There's gonna be a huge accident. We're all gonna die. I just saw it.
All right, that's it. My turn to drive.
No, I'm serious.
Okay, what's wrong?
A candlelight.
What are you doing?
Oh my god.
Anniversary of the crash of Flight 180 will be held at 8 p.m. tonight.
The candle visual, right?
I would help.
I would help.
I can't believe you're scaring me.
That's exactly what Alex did.
Green means go, Kimmy.
No way. Okay. Wait, what? Oh, because he's trying to save everybody else.
What are you doing? What the fuck, Kimberly?
And the cop's like, what's going on?
Kimberly, you just gotta breathe.
Oh, shit. Shit. 5-0's coming. Let's fucking roll, man.
What?
Oh, my God.
Do you know how much fucking weed I have on me? Huh?
Okay, Daniel, just shut up. Just stay cool.
And he also has a bit of cocaine.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to jail. Fucking going to jail.
Well, you just put it down your pants. I highly doubt he's going to be like, can I search your penis? Per se, right? He can't really. He's just going to ask what's going on.
What's going on here?
There's going to be a huge pileup. I saw it. There were bodies everywhere. There were logs. I saw it. It just happened.
All right, miss, I'd like you to please step out of the vehicle.
Yeah, because no one's going to believe that, right? It always goes coincidence. Like, how can you know this, right? Nothing has happened.
Pull over!
I know mommy's home, too. Come on.
Possibilities.
Come on!
Oh, fuck this. I'm going to get this, and we're going to go.
Yeah, of course, everybody getting out of the car.
Excuse me. Is there any way that we could drive around? I have a delivery.
No, you need to get back into your vehicles.
Just move.
Now.
Hey, and just to let you know, I saw the behind the scenes with this, so when we're talking about probabilities of those logs bouncing and hitting other cars, it's not real. They honestly proved it that it wasn't going to happen. It happened already. You know what's crazy? In her premonition, they drove a lot farther than that.
This is Unit 13 requesting medical assistance and backup for a major traffic accident.
Kimberly, what's going on?
180, there you go. Oh, shoot. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so the cop intervened her, the rest of the friends died, because they died last. Right? Holy cow. Death sure was not waiting on this one. At all. But anyway, back to the logs. It's not probable that it would actually bounce and then like slam into the cop's car, nothing like that. They tried multiple times to do it and it would just kind of like just roll down and just stick to one side, right? But other than that,
really freaked out.
It wouldn't really happen. So that's an improbable way.
These people are the luckiest sons of bitches on the planet. Get this guy, Evan Lewis. Yesterday, the kid wins the lotto. Today, some loony bitch blocks traffic and avoids the worst pileup in years. I should be so damn unlucky. Well, go babysit the rest of them, will you? I'll be done with Lewis in a minute.
The good part about this one is that they're not suspecting. Well, I guess it's different when it comes from accidents, like car accidents, to plane rides, right? Because the FBI is no longer involved in this one now. It's just like the normal cops because it was an accident, state police, right? But the fact that they had like the FBI in the first one and trying to investigate all that, I think it had to deal with flights.
I knew something bad was going to happen even before it did. It just felt wrong, just like...
Just like what?
Look, I know this sounds crazy, but... You guys all heard about Flight 180, right? Kid who got off the plane. What happened a year ago today? My premonition was just like his.
Yep, you just saw exactly what Alex did. So now everybody's going
to
be
about?
Probably worried that they're going to be dying soon.
Surely you must have read about the kid who had a dream about a plane blowing up, so he got all his buddies off the plane, and then the thing blew up just like in his dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you hear what happened after? So a month goes by, right? Everything seems cool. But then all the survivors start to die one by one. Because when your number's up, right? You know, some people even said that death itself was stalking them, hunting each one down until they were all dead. Please.
There was one survivor.
So a non-believer.
Claire Rivers is in a padded room at the Stony Brook Institution.
Oh, so Claire survived. What happened to Alex? Okay, I hope they tell us.
Okay, you want me to believe that this is true, that this is happening all over again?
I don't know why we're even here. I mean, what do you want from me?
But if I was never meant to pull over, we all should have died in that pileup.
Which means death could be coming for us.
Yeah, like, what if we're all getting that different strokes curse or something?
Different strokes curse.
I think you're all certifiable. Can't believe I've been listening to this crap.
See, I think everybody, like, jokes about it, jokes about these things until it actually happens to them, right? And it's the same thing, like, what my wife always tells me, like, don't play with these type of things. Because I say, like, I don't really believe in ghosts. I haven't seen anything. And so she's like, don't play with it because once it happens, it's going to be pretty bad. But anyway, that's all juju stuff. But I think everybody's exactly like that way, right? They're like, oh yeah, we heard about this story, and all of a sudden they started dying. A lot of hubbub, right? Kind of things. Except the cop believes it.
About anything.
What do you mean?
Like, did she have? Yeah, I knew it. Did she have visions?
Sweetie, are you sure you're okay?
Dad, I know. I know this sounds crazy, but I'm really scared for the others. I have this really bad feeling.
Yeah, because she got intervened, so technically she's at the end. Everybody else has to die before it gets back to her, and there's a whole heap of people. So, and I already forgot the order. I know for a fact the cop was the first one to die, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's next. Well, there's this dude. Okay, so the friends died last. I have to remember. Oh, yes. Okay, so I think this gets explained later on, but I'll just spoil it. Welcome. You're with a buddy. The buddy likes to tell you all these things beforehand, especially if you don't like scary movies. But death is going to go backwards because the last time he went by the order, and obviously Claire survived. So I think this time to try to reverse that, he's going to reverse it, right? So instead of going to who was first to die, he's going to who's ever last died first. So like, what's that scripture verse that says like the last become first and the first become the last or something like that? This is nothing spiritual, but you know what I mean, right? Like death is working a lot faster in this one for sure, right? Because in the first one it took him a month, right? This is honestly like within what, 24, well, we don't know how long, but let's say like a couple days, right? It's not a month, it's like a couple days. And again, does anybody not look at their food before they put it in the microwave?
I heard about your lottery win. Let's hook up.
Of course. Gold digger.
Yeah.
Hi, Evan. It's Nikki. You met at Tucker's party last year? I know it's been a while, but I've been thinking about you. Just wanted to say congratulations, so give me a call. 555-0123. Bye.
Oh, getting things inside the garbage disposal are terrible. Oh, but he stuck it with his watch. Why would he do that? So So again, this is not like smart thinking on the on a person. Yeah, trying to stick it in, or sticking your hand in there with a launcher on it was not smart in the first place. Oh, that's not, like, that's not smart at all either. Okay, I think this person's gonna die just for mere idiocracy, or like idiocy, because seriously. I think Death was like, okay, let me go ahead and do this microwave and scare him, and then all of a sudden these stuff all started happening. He was just like, you know what, I'll just let him kill himself because we're crying out loud. Closes the door or the window. He's like,
no, you can't get out.
Like he can't, yeah, like he can't break the glass again. All right, so if you're looking at it already, I don't think this is as scary so far as the first one. This is just, like he just burned his out and somehow it all blew up. How did it all blow up? Like, his gas wasn't going on. He had the... Anyway. Move out of the way. Seriously. Okay. He kind of, it almost fell. Oh, shoot. I'm going to get up. I'm gonna move out of this the way. He just stared at it. Oh, my gosh. So now the cop is going to start searching the story. And they called it freak accidents. Random freak accidents, right? Wait, who are these random people taking these shots? These pictures and creating the stories. Hit by a bus, crushed by a sign. Falling brick takes life of Flight 180 survivor. Seriously? He was just walking an alley off of Sycamore in Edinburgh. Oh my gosh. I am sorry. This is just... His death seems terrible. I don't know why he didn't come back. Unless they wrote him off already.
Well, I don't know how you missed it. It's been on all day. Yes, Mother, Channel 4 is fine. Okay, you know, look, here it is. I gotta go, okay? I gotta go.
Reach them. To recap our top story, Route 23 was backed up for almost 9 hours today.
A record-breaking pileup killed an estimated 18 people. Emergency crews spent hours sifting through the wreckage, hoping to recover any survivors from this tragic collision. So far, police are refusing to release the names of the victims until the families are notified. The camera of a highway patrol car managed to catch this shocking footage.
Oh,
a semi
gosh.
Comes careening across the roadway and smashes into a red SUV. The driver of the SUV was standing inside the vehicle, and the quick actions of a state trooper may well have saved her life. He pulled her back at the last second just as the semi plowed into the vehicle. The passengers inside the SUV.
Oh, you guys see that shit? I was there, baby.
In other news, a freak accident took the life of a lotto winner. Friends say Evan Lewis was on top of the world after recently winning $250,000. But in a tragic turn of events, Lewis died today while trying to escape a fire in his apartment. He managed to make it out of the building, but somehow the ladder on the fire escape slipped and impaled him. Investigators believe Lewis died instantly.
Now everybody believes, right? Everybody's now, oh, shoot. This is for real, B.
Come in.
Oh, my gosh. Ready?
I need to take this to get some sleep. And then tomorrow, it's off to the dentist, which I know you love. And get some rest.
Mom?
Yeah?
Do you think those guys would be asking us today?
Yeah. Some people just need some rewiring, that's all. Lights out.
Alright, so here's the burn one. I think the next... Who's the next one? So she's going to start having the same feelings that Alex did. Like something bad's going to happen. And no, oh, that's a pretty cool effect. Hands reaching out. They're just brunches, my friend. Brunch. So now she's gonna do research. Oh, it looks like Apple is sponsoring this movie. Not the podcast. If they want to, that'd be awesome. But just the movie. So now she's looking at Clare Rivers. Stony Brook Institution. That's smart. That's smart of her to claim that, you know, that she needs, you know, she needs to be safe or something like that until she goes into an institution. Oh my gosh, back in the days when you could search the internet for the address, but you had to print it out, and it will tell you turn on I-90 and so on and so forth. Wow, this seems like a pretty shady institution for sure. Well, I guess it's an institution for the
at the request of the patient, you'll relinquish any sharp objects, such as nail files, pencils, pens, safety pins, bobby pins, your necklace, matches, lighters, belts, belt buckles, earrings, hair clips, glasses, shoelaces, paper clips, watches, money clip, pocket knives, food, drinks, keys, cell phone. Do you have a cell phone on you? Poisons, pills,
why
medications.
A cell phone, though?
Great. And let me see your nails. Good. And I think we're all done.
Wait, is she dangerous or something?
No, honey. She expects you are.
Yeah, because I think she's requesting everything off of them. You know, like belt, anything. I think anything that can cause an accident, right? Because, again, they're calling these freak accidents. So I guess that's what she's doing.
How long are they going to keep her locked up like this? Depends on her, I guess. She's voluntary.
She's voluntary. Oh, so she's in a nice padded room. Smart. Smart of Claire to do that after Alex died. For sure. How is she sticking all those up to the wall, though?
Claire Rivers. Tape? Don't come any closer.
Wait, did the door close automatically by itself? How's it going
to
open?
He told me that you had something to do with the crash on Route 23.
Look, I don't know how to explain it, but I saw the pilot before it happened.
saved some people.
And now you think death is after you. Nice work.
No, I don't think. I know death is after us.
You'll wind up in here with me. Anything else?
One of the people died in a freak accident last night. What if the other people are in danger, too?
Well, if you put them on the list, they're already dead.
List what list?
Death's list. The survivors of Flight 180 died in the exact order they were originally meant to die in the plane crash. That was Death's original design. The list.
I was supposed to die in that crash with my friends, so you're telling me that I'm next?
You said that someone else died last night. That means someone must have intervened.
Officer Burke pulled me away from the crash to kill my friends.
Congratulations. You'll be the last to go. But don't worry. Once the others are dead, it'll come back for you. It always does.
This doesn't make sense. You said that you die in the order you're originally meant to. But my friends died last in my premonition, not first.
Wait. Died last. Backwards. Are you sure?
In my premonition, that Nora woman and her kid died. Then Evan. Then me and my friends.
Okay, so Nora and the kid are next.
Why is this even happening to me?
That's what Alex used to ask himself.
So what am I supposed to do? Clear.
It's Claire.
Watch out for the signs.
What?
That sounded like she said clear.
Have you ever seen anything creepy or ominous? An in-your-face irony kind of thing?
The songs on the radio? Yeah, the guy in the beer truck, everything on the road?
Well, don't ignore it. Recognizing those signs usually means the difference between life and death.
You gotta help me.
I don't have to do anything.
But you beat it.
Take a look around. What did I beat, Kimberly? If you were smart, you'd save yourself and just forget about the others.
How can you say that? You have a responsibility.
My friends are dead. That's how I can say that. And this is what happened to Alex when I was responsible for him. Get out.
You hurt me. Such a dumb way to die, a brick falling. You basically got Kevin McAllister in Home Alone 2, where he just throws a brick.
I think you're a coward. You hide out in here because you're too damn bitter and selfish to help any other person. In my opinion, you're already dead.
100% true. That's the way it is. The way it ended up being, right? To make it safe? I don't know. If I knew a place that would keep me safe and not die and feed me and do all that stuff, I think that would work, right? There's the cop who believes. Now this other guy died. Oh, good, she's got another car, a Volkswagen. Or is it a Jetta?
I tried calling you last night, but your father said you were sleeping.
Evan Lewis is dead.
Yeah, I've been getting calls all morning from everyone who was on the on-ramp. We're meeting tonight at my apartment.
Wait, so you believe all this death stuff?
At first, no, I didn't. Until last year when I was dispatched to clean up one of the Flight 180 survivors.
Clean up? I don't... Did you see that?
See what?
Pigeons!
Pigeons?
It's a sign.
A sign of what?
If Clear's right about the order, then Nora and Tim are going to be attacked by pigeons.
I'm not following you.
Look, they're next on Death's list. If we don't find them, they're going to die.
So he picked up... Oh, I think he was... if he said picked up, the only one was... Oh, what's her name? But the one that got hit by a bus. Because I think the only one that would intervene for that would be... Well, I think all the cops were in the other ones, but... I think that's his story.
The doctor's ready for you now.
If he gives me the gas and I wake up with my pants unbuttoned, we ain't paying.
Tim.
Oh my gosh.
There you are. What happened to you yesterday, Tim? We missed you in here.
I got hung up by that accident on Route 23.
Lord, how lucky that you're okay. Your mom says you've been having some pain lately.
Not really.
If no one gonna notice that fish, because, like, pobrecito, like, he's getting sucked in. And I feel like there's gonna be something that's gonna... There we go. See? I know it. Death does these domino deaths, that I'm gonna call it, a trademark. Domino death, where he just, like, sets it all up and then just kind of hits a button and hopes that it happens, right?
Replace those goddamn windows. Slowly sting for a moment. Big. Wider. Wider. Okay. How did they expect me to... Would you rather just have a laughing ass? Yeah. Gene, I'm gonna need you in here.
No, you're gonna have to speak up. There's too much noise. What?
What construction are they doing? In? Like, where is this located? Well, I guess in busier, like,
yes,
locations,
six,
I guess it would be.
2 p.m. Right.
Gene, get this started. Now, Tim, you'll be awake, a little groggy, but you're not gonna be able to move much.
Her mom's probably gonna be first. You can tell he can still feel it. Yeah, he can still feel it.
Okay, great, thanks. All right, turn around. The cleaning lady said they're at the Ellis Medical Complex just off the 14th.
Wow, that cleaning lady is not good at keeping
secrets.
Anyway. Almost. Almost. So he's like, dang it. One domino can go through. I hope, like, if that's happening, I hope he's, like, doing stuff with it. Oh. Alright, so he's just getting him super high. Yeah, because oxygen's to breathe, nitrous oxide, I think, is like. It's just gas. Also, it's getting him numb so he can't move and take it out. Oh, hurry up! Seriously, he's gonna die by not being able to breathe.
Gene, how's Tim doing in there?
Glad he's alive? I don't know, that was... Oh, snap. Oh, my gosh. The probability of that happen again is like 1 in like a trillion. Even if they hit the birds, the guy probably wouldn't have been that reckless. And they probably would have had that whole section blocked off so no one could walk under the glass. But given I am not part of the construction people, so I'm not sure someone who does those type of management stuff know that that's what they do, but holy cow. He just got and the glass, I don't think it would like smash him completely. But yeah, yet again, that would be something else we would have to look into.
This is really happening again, isn't it?
You can't really say happening again because it's only happening to you the first time. Happening again means like you're. It's like it happened, and then it's happening to you again. Like right. So for her saying it's happening again, it could just be, or maybe she meant like this occurrence is happening again, but now it's their turn.
I don't think you have it in you to quit either.
Second one just died. 15-year-old kid.
I hope you're ready for this.
So my question to this now is, where's Claire gonna fit into this? Because obviously Death has been trying to get her since the beginning. Now that she's out, I don't know what order she's really in, right? Because everybody else is in an order because of the pileup, because of the... this premonition, but now her order is different, so obviously she could get killed separately.
Probably already knows we're coming.
Ooh, nice. We get to see the mortuary dude. So they're cremating. So there's also cremation.
Hello, Claire.
Classic. This guy's really good at what he does.
Oh my God.
That's Evan Lewis.
Come to pick my brain.
Just a simple question and we'll leave you alone with your new friend.
Dead. Yet still fresh.
Look, we drove a long way to get here, so if you happen to know how to stop Death, it'd be really great if you told us.
You can't cheat Death. There are no escapes.
Bullshit. You told me Death has a distinct design. But Alex and I cheated Death not once, but dozens of times. The design is flawed. It can be beaten.
Such fire in you now. People are always most alive just before they die, don't you think?
Oh, I know the guy's dead, but even for me, I felt that.
If you know of anything that could help us, what harm could it do?
Only new life can defeat death.
What the hell does that mean?
Some people say there's a balance to everything. For every life, there's a death. For every death, there is a life. So but the introduction of life that was not meant to be, that life. Could invalidate the list. Force death to start anew.
How do you know my name?
Oh, perfect. Perfect. A classic. They brought in a classic horror person. Again, like I said, he's the Candyman. And very, very classic way of irony into this.
I thought he was supposed to help us, not freak us out. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, suck on my junk, biatch.
Little punk.
What is it?
What did she say?
Basically, by her view, anything and anyone can kill them.
You have to tell us, what did you see?
Right.
Kimberly, look at me. You have to tell us, what did you see?
I was driving a white van and I must have lost control because I crashed into a lake and I drowned.
You were there?
I can practically taste the water in my mouth.
Hey, remember the on-ramp? There was a pregnant woman in a white delivery van.
He said only new life can defeat death. If she gives birth to a baby that would have died in that car crash,
whoa,
a brand new soul that was never part of death's design, it throws the whole list out of whack and we start over with a clean slate.
Seems like a bit of a reach, don't you think?
What else could it mean? We have to find the pregnant lady's number.
I don't have it. She never came to the station.
We have to find her. We have to warn her about the lake so she can stay alive long enough to have the baby.
That'll be an easy conversation to have.
How are we going to find her? There could be thousands of white vans in the state.
Hey. I'm a cop, remember?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, you can get the license plate.
That's it.
Got it. With the plate number, I can put out an APB. Here we go.
See, that's the nice part about this one. You have the cops on your side.
Marcus and Isabella
Hudson. Right? While in the first one, the FBI were after them, so they couldn't really, what was the word I'm looking for? They couldn't really rely on the cops, right? Because they were thinking that Alex was up to no good.
Hey, let go of my shoe! Give me my shoe! I wrote to management 2 weeks ago about these friggin' bumpers. Is that dog shit, dude? Oh, you got something on it. It's still there, bro. Here, I can get it for you. No, it's all right. I'll do it if you want me to do it.
Yeah, very strange for a stranger to do that.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, man, how you doing? Listen, any word on that white van yet? Okay, well, keep checking.
I'm surprised the mom showed up.
Does anybody have a Valium? Oh,
yeah. Even though her son just recently passed, like within 24 hours.
If what you're saying is true, that means I'm next.
This is crazy, people. Come on. First death is stalking us, and now premonitions? What?
You're not next, Nora. Nobody has to be next. That's the point. We need to help each other in order to get through this.
Oh, this cannot be happening. See, because my career is at a peak and I finally met a quality guy. I just bought a house.
So maybe if you shut the fuck up, you'll live.
Yeah, like I'm gonna take advice from you. Okay, look. If you know what to look for, you have a fighting chance. If I call and say, I don't know, Subway, get to a high rise fast. A place where no subway could ever possibly go. Get it? Okay, you guys, listen. Just because Kimberly has these visions, it doesn't mean that we're not all capable of seeing signs to some extent.
Okay. Look, I gotta call bullshit. I mean, I've sat here and listened to all your theories and all your stories, and I think it's just all bullshit.
Call it what you want. It'll keep your ass alive.
Darling, my ass is alive, huh? Has been all day. There is nobody after us but you, trying to make us all crazy.
Hey,
not coming.
Yeah.
If Death is out to get you, why don't you just get the hell away from us?
She's the one that's dealt with this before. We need to look out for each other from now on.
Oh my gosh. That was.
We need to save.
Like, what were they gonna do? Push her off? Because I don't think they could have stabbed her, could it? Huh?
Get you to step out of the van, miss.
Are you kidding me? What did I do?
This vehicle's been reported stolen.
Oh. Screw this. I'm going for a smoke.
No, it's not safe out there.
Oh, Nora's got to bite it before me anyhow, huh? Oh, you people have no sense of humor. Nora. You okay?
My son just
died.
4 years
ago, my husband died.
Yeah.
Now, Tim, there's nothing left for me. Look, Tim, say that, okay?
That's like 4 years.
It is my time to go and be in heaven with my family. I can accept that.
A couple hours ago, my kid just died. Or I guess a couple weeks. I don't know how long. I honestly, with movies, time frames always get kind of weird.
You know, if you excuse me, I have a funeral to plan.
Oh, so she hasn't even done the funeral yet.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm finished. I'm out.
Don't leave, Eugene.
Look. I control my life, all right? Not some crazy list that Death has put together.
Well, I'll be sure to carve that into your tombstone.
Well, whatever. You may be able to scare these people, but I'm not buying that shit.
Be careful, man. Hey.
What?
Even if you don't believe, give this to Nora.
As long as she has it.
I'm just gonna put this in the closet.
All the things fell. So what's creepy about prosthetics? I mean, that guy could just be a prostatician, I guess. I'm not sure if that's what they're called. But prosthetics, right? Like, they just work with creating these sort of prosthetics for people who don't have those. So,
man with hooks. I think I see a man with hooks. Is that a sign?
Oh my god!
Do you guys see that?
He's right.
The phone. Shit.
Okay, well, now that dude's a creeper. Yeah, say something. Yeah, what's the... Yeah, that is... That was just too much, for sure. Oh, no.
Hello?
Nora!
Who is this?
Nora, can you hear me?
Officer Burke, I can't hear you. What?
What is it? What?
A man with hooks is gonna kill you.
What? What is it, Nora? Wait.
Yeah, stop panicking. Stop panicking. Wait. This can't be real. Bumpers, even if they're broken, it can't just go up like that, can it? Oh, Death already. Oh gosh, that the nail part's probably the worst. Wait, why are you pushing her up?
No,
Oh, gosh.
All right, good. I got it. Thanks. They found the van. Isabella's being held at the Greenwood Lake Sheriff's Station.
Kick my ass.
Eugene, what is
this? I control my life.
What happened, Eugene?
You hear me, you reaper cocksucker?
Calm down.
Right, what happened? Where's Nora?
Back up, back the fuck up.
Oh, what the? He's going crazy. But the probability of that doing that, I don't know. I'd have to look the mechanics into the into elevators because I highly doubt it would just like keep going up. Like I think it would just get stuck and then stop and be like,
don't do it.
You know, like.
Hey, Eugene, no. Help.
Oh, my turn.
Oh my God.
You hear me? Help me.
You don't keep it loaded?
They're all duds. Six in a row? Never. That's impossible.
It wasn't his turn to die.
Can we find the pregnant woman now, please?
But wait, why wouldn't... Well, I guess Beth wants it to be...
Is this safe,
guys? Fair, per se.
Someone in this car is about to get whacked, right?
But yeah, he was about to kill himself. Six bullets. And it didn't happen.
Okay, guys, let's not panic. Isabella's safe.
How do you know?
Well, you said she was going to drive into a lake. How can she if she's in protective custody?
True that.
Look at me. Come on. Does it look like I'm in the condition to commit Grand Theft Auto? This is insane.
Look, hopefully the district judge will have it all sorted out by Monday morning, okay?
Marcus. When I get out of here, I am going to sue him. Oh, my God.
What? What now?
My water just broke.
What?
My water, it just broke. I'm gonna have my baby.
No, not here. No, you can't do this to me.
Don't just stand there. Get me to a hospital.
Just give me a second to think.
I am not gonna have my baby in a jail cell. Get me to the hospital.
Okay. Just, Sheriff Perry, this is, Deputy Adams, come back. God, I need the car! Sheriff Perry, I need the car!
My van!
Does he seriously said, I need a car? Does he not have a car? Do they leave it? Anyway. Oh my gosh. That's just funny. Alright, we'll leave it here. We're going to take a quick little break and give you guys a little bit of a stretcher. We are almost done, but we are giving a break at the hour and 2 minute mark. So go ahead, take a stretcher. Again, this is a recording, so obviously you can go to the bathroom. But for me, I needed a little break. So see you guys after the break. We are back. What's up? All right. So let's go ahead and continue on to this.
You don't want to hear something crazy? It's not the first time I cheated death. Kid came to school with a knife, killed his teacher. Teacher would have been me, but I was transferred to another school 2 days before.
It's fucking weird, man.
You want weird? Last year, my partner and I were heading out when a call came in about a train wreck. Frank decided to let me handle it alone. He died that night in a shootout. If that call had come in just 10 seconds later, I'd be dead too.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I got one too. It's like, okay, so last May, I'm supposed to go and stay at this cheesy little bed and breakfast in Pennsylvania, right? So anyhow, there's this major gas leak that no one knows about, and all the guests suffocated during the night.
So what happened?
I don't know. I never made it. The bus I was on splattered some girl all over the road.
Was that Mount Abraham?
Yes. How did you know?
That bus you were on killed Terry Chaney.
Holy cow.
She was supposed to die on Flight 180.
Hey, do you guys remember that theater in Paris that collapsed last year and killed everybody inside? Well, I had tickets to go. But one night, I'm in Paris and I'm just tripping on acid and sipping lattes and such. And then all of a sudden, this dude out of nowhere just gets whacked by this falling sign.
Carter.
Wait. The teacher I replaced, her name was Val Luton. She was from Mount Abram. She died in an explosion.
Shit.
Holy cow.
The call about the train wreck that saved my life. That was the night I scraped up Billy Hitchcock.
Oh, Billy.
People.
People got off of Flight 180.
So all these people were somehow connected?
Kimberly, tell us what happened.
About a year ago, my mom and I were at the mall. I was supposed to meet her outside, but I got caught up watching this news report about some kid that committed suicide. Kept thinking, how can you strangle yourself in the bathtub? That's stupid. It felt wrong, and yet I heard some gunshots, and I ran outside. Some kids were trying to steal my mom's car. She tried to fight them off. She was a fighter, and they killed her. After the funeral, I kept thinking that it should have been me. I guess everyone must think that. But I guess I was right.
So each one had kind of like a connection to...
Could you drive a little faster, maybe?
As fast as I can.
To the past one. So here's the connection to that.
It didn't just change our lives. It affected everyone and everything we've come into contact with since.
I'm not sure I'm understanding you.
Being alive after we were supposed to die, it caused an outward ripple. A rift in death's design.
So... if you had never gotten off the plane, we wouldn't be alive in the first place.
Yes, that's why death is working backwards. It's tying up all the loose ends, sealing the rift once and for all.
Oh my gosh, are they gonna get in an accident like right next to each other? Why is she not hitting the brakes? Whew. Now that's... to the extent that I don't think that can happen, but it could be a possibility, right? Because when a tire pops, you can't really...
he can't breathe.
What happened to him?
No, please. It's not gonna wait.
I gotta go help those people.
Do you want to deliver this baby? Those people can help. Let's go.
Officer Adams reporting a vehicle collision off 9A at the 180 mile marker. Send all emergency vehicles to the scene.
We have to go. Go!
Okay, go! Just go! Okay, we're going.
So it wasn't his fault, but again, like, when a tire pops and you're going a certain speed, it's kind of hard to control your car. So I can kind of see that probability of their crash happening.
Stay with us.
Hey! Hey, you! Hey! Come on, help me out! Come on, you gotta get me out of here before this thing explodes or something, okay?
I think it's okay. I don't smell any gas and none's dripping.
Okay, all right, get this thing off me. Just pull, hurry. Okay, be careful. Ready? Okay. Ah! Oh, God, Jethro! Jesus Christ! I gotta just use my legs when I'm done!
Dad!
Gene, everything's gonna be
okay. Let's get him going. All right, he doesn't get a respirator, he's not gonna make it.
We're gonna get you to the hospital.
Now be careful with that! All right, check the gauges on the regulator and watch out for overdoses. Oh, and look out for potholes and puddles.
Sir, you can't come in, miss.
Watch out for power lines!
Yeah.
Watch it!
You trying to get yourself killed, little boy? You gotta use your head, man.
Get that news van back.
Nice.
So now that kid's gonna be the one who's at the end? Oh.
Speed right away. Okay, let's go.
Seriously, how fast are news reporters to get there? Like, do they have the police scanners too? And here, like, there's a 550 at this place, and they're like, okay, let's hurry up and go, right? Like, I don't know.
How's she doing?
I think she's gonna be okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When I die, it's gonna hurt.
I don't know.
You're gonna die after me, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
What a terrible thing to say.
Would you take these? And if I die, throw out all my drugs and my paraphernalia and my porno. Just, you know, anything that's gonna break my mom's heart. Please.
Oh my gosh. So that way your mom thinks you died like a saint? But again, she's being treated the same like Alex, right? They keep asking
Sheriff
them, like, hey, how am I going
to
die?
So
or will I make it this way? Or things like
she
that. So.
Okay. Thanks. Great.
We're out. Kimberly. Isabella's at Lakeview Hospital. They're prepping her for delivery. We got to go now.
What about Kat?
I'll go talk to her.
Hi. Just find Isabella and get this thing over with, okay? Go on. I'll be fine.
Where's Rory?
Could you be a little quieter with that thing, please?
Yeah, sure. I'll just put it on quiet mode.
That would be good.
Oh, shoot. Let me guess. Death is gonna go, right? Oh my gosh. Look, the first one had a bit of like that scariness, like you didn't know what was gonna happen, but this one is just getting super ridiculous. At least for me, it's still entertaining, don't get me wrong. Oh. And the deaths are just freaking insane.
Take my truck. The keys are in it.
Oh, yeah. What a terrible time to have a vision, for sure.
Kimberly.
Well, what do you see? What are we looking for?
It's not here. This one was different. It was like the van crashing into the lake. I was in a hospital. There was screaming, and a nurse was trying to choke me, and I couldn't see her, but I could see her name tag. It was right in my face. Kalarjian. I think a nurse named Kalarjian was going to try and kill Isabella.
Listen to me, Isabella. I need you to stop pushing.
What's wrong? Is my baby all right?
The cord's around the neck. This baby's in trouble.
A bizarre accident has left two people dead. One of them killed by a safety device meant to protect us. Ironically, the woman was impaled through the head after her emergency airbag deployed. She was trapped in her vehicle after it crashed into a field near Greenwood Lake. Suddenly, the airbag went off.
Oh, death is about to kill him soon. Death got two really quick. So he worked quicker, like, in this one, because honestly, it's been like, I think if I look at the great trajectory of this time, it's been like,
what room is she in?
Well, like a week or two, at least.
Get Dr. Kalarjian up here now.
Dr. Kalarjian, code blue, delivery room 6.
You know what? I'm just going to wait outside because I'm really just kind of in the way here.
Don't you dare leave me.
You guys get to Isabella. I'm going to find Eugene.
Dr. Kalarjian, code blue, delivery room 6. Code blue.
Thanks. Dr. Kalarjian, in here, hurry.
Hey, seriously, man.
Well, that's her.
Just like, I think he's just like,
hey, did this hurt? Hey, did this hurt?
You know, like, just pointing the way, like.
Tracing. It's losing oxygen.
The cord's compressed.
Down to 40.
Oh, God! What's happening?
Where's Kalarjian?
Dr. Kalarjian! Dr. Kalarjian!
Not now. I'm busy. Oh, hey! Hey!
Police business.
Isabella, is the baby okay?
I'm sorry. No. You can't be here. I'm gonna have to leave.
I just need to know if the baby's all right. I need to know if the baby's all right.
It's a boy.
Wait. It was super critical, and yet she was able to take it out. So, I don't know. Was she needing Dr. Kalarjian to do something else? Because she did it. Okay, he's breathing. All right, so new life. So, have they beaten death? Is the real question, right? Because new life is the way that they can beat him.
Oh, my God.
Hey, just be excited. Someone's excited about your baby.
I can't find Eugene.
No, don't worry. She had the baby.
It's okay. It's over.
It's okay. So, death.
What did you see?
Is not that?
I don't think Isabella that was ever supposed to die in that
right? Like he's all like, I'll murder anybody. Try to remember. But pregnant lady, heck no. You know, she'll survive.
Bloody hands. Someone with bloody hands. Eugene.
No, tell her the color of the bloody hands, because she's thinking Eugene and he's black.
Only new life defeats death.
Not trying to be racist, but I'm just saying he's a bloody hand, and she's like, oh, Eugene.
Bloody hands, what else did you see, Kimberly?
Wait. Eugene.
Oh, snap, there goes Claire. Man, Death was like, hey, I got a plan. Check this out. You know? Holy cow. Gotcha. That's what he said, basically.
Bloody hands. It's me. The premonitions are about me.
What?
Crash cart! Let's go! Move it!
Dr. Kalargian. The ECG machine. Lake. The white van.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're not making any sense. New life for John. Oh, okay.
What is it?
So it looks like she has to die and come back to life to beat Death, right? That's new life, right? Like,
you can't give up. No, you have to fight this thing.
He claims you, but then you come back, right?
Get Galarjian.
So it suddenly broke. Like, it was working fine, but now it just somehow broke. So is that what Death wanted the whole time? Like,
do things right. Die, but then hopefully you come back to life. I don't know.
I see it now. My question is, why did he jump in with a jacket? He should have just taken off the jacket. That would have been fine. This is a very entertaining episode because obviously we've just been more more shocked than scared for this one. So I think that's just a pretty entertaining part of Final Destination 2. Would the gun not work underwater? I know, like, black powder wouldn't work, right? Because black powder and getting wet. But I thought this one was a bit different. But you know what? It's probably the same. Life flashing before her eyes.
Only new life can defeat death.
If it is my time to go and be in heaven with my family, I can accept that. To save us. There are no
known survivors.
I have to die.
But after Claire and Eugene, technically the cop was next.
Ready and clear. Nothing. Come on, ready, clear. She's back
Epinephrine, 2 milligrams, IV push. I want her prepped and stabilized for ICU.
Welcome back. We lost you for a minute there. Hey, we did it.
No, she cheated.
Thanks to you, we cheated death.
Oh, yeah, good, good, good. Thanks to you. Only them two, though. And the happy couple. Yay. So everyone else had to die for them to live.
Would you like some wine? Yeah, I think we'll stick to our beer. Thanks.
All right. This is really great, Mrs. Gibbons.
Thank you so much for inviting us. It's our pleasure.
So how are you doing, Kimberly?
Good. Yeah, had a fun summer. I don't know, I guess things are pretty much getting back to normal.
Brian, I think you better go check that barbecue.
Oh, hey, careful. Those things are dangerous.
Trust me, I think I've been through closer calls.
Yeah, me too. Dad, you should tell him about the, you know, the news van thing.
What's that?
Well, Brian was almost hit by that news van that day in the field. And your friend Rory, he pulled him back at the last second. Saved his life.
He never told me that, Peter. Boy, that was lucky.
No. 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 That. I'm so sorry. But oh my gosh. That was the most ridiculous thing. Okay. Oh, perfect. That. Wow. That was a perfect way to end Final Destination 2. Oh my gosh. Well, let's look at the factor of this. Okay, so Final Destination 1 really stuck to this horror genre type of deal, while this other one really didn't. It honestly like dealt with just like ridiculousness that honestly I don't think it could really happen. The pileup, the accident itself, there could be some ways that it could happen. We see accidents happen around every, you know, like every day in different locations. The way that it happened is just kind of hard to say, but accidents do happen. That's why they have a lot of those things. But the rest of the deaths that occurred, they were outrageously ridiculous. Everything that happened here was, I think, more of a like comedic sense to say, right? It still was entertaining. Don't get me wrong. I love watching the first one just because of how classic it is and how dark it is. And I just like watching this one because it's always hilarious, but that ending is just classic. Like right when like the dad says like, oh yeah, your friend Rory saved him, and they both look at him like something was gonna happen, and like all of a sudden I want to look a little bit back, but I believe that that I don't think that's a gas. You know what? I'm going to go a little back because I don't think that's a gas one. I think it was.
What's that?
Well, Brian was almost hit by that news van that day in the field. And your friend Rory, he pulled him back.
Yeah, your friend Rory helped him out.
Saved his life.
He never told me that, Peter. Boy, that was lucky.
Oh, yeah. It was propane. Okay. So, sorry, I had to go back and watch it because For a second, I thought it was charcoal, and I'm like, how the heck can charcoal destroy that? Anyway, so it was propane, so one way or another, it was going to blow up. But I think it just, it made it really get to end this way, just because it was so ridiculous. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed it. Honestly, this was a great continuation of Final Destination. Obviously, we can see that death is always around, right? Ooh, right? And we always have to know that it's going to come in all realities. But I don't think it's going to be that ridiculous like it was in this one. Like, all the deaths, the elevator death, the kid getting smashed by the glass, all these things, there's a lot of, like, things that could have been prevented. And I feel like that's one thing that was left out of the writing in this, was that, like, they had to kill him off somehow, right? But, like, I swear, like, in a construction zone, no one's going to be able to walk where they're lifting up glass, right? Like, because accidents again happen, so obviously they're gonna like close that all off in case, right? And the elevator, I don't think it would keep pushing up to keep going up if it gets stuck. I think it would just be like bing, and then it'd be like error, and then like stay there, right? Yeah, it would just. So if you got kind of scared of this one, I apologize, but in all honesty, this was not as scary as the first one was, or not as thriller-ish, because we were already expecting them to die. And so I hope you enjoyed it. Now, I did want to bring up something. If you do want to join me and be part of, like, a co-host or a special guest, hit me up. You can do my Instagram. My Instagram. You can hit me up on my email. I'll post that information on the details of this episode. But yeah, if you'd like to come and enjoy this fun watching of horror films and discussing them, go ahead and hit me up. Again, all my Instagrams and all my handles are always at @geos_thoughts, and then my email is geo then Saavedra, SAAVEDRA 19 @gmail.com. Go ahead and hit me up, and I will be glad to get you guys in and, again, watch this horror film with a buddy. So until next week, we're on Final Destination 3. You guys have a wonderful day.